Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You can get to where it doesn't matter what's going on. You are united to God, and if you understood this, what God has given you, you would quit approaching your problems as if I'm just helpless, I'm nothing, I'm nobody. You are now somebody in the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't know our identity. We're going around as beggars, eating out of the trash cans when we could be feasting on what God has given us. We're going around depending on doctors, and I'm not against doctors, but you know, doctors ought to be for people that don't know God. Amen. There's nothing a doctor can do that God couldn't do better, cheaper. I bet you I've prayed for 50 people in the last 3 days that have had numbness, and one lady here had her face contorted because they had severed a nerve, and just terrible things, all done by doctors. There's a reason that doctors have the highest malpractice insurance in the world. I'm not against doctors. I've got some friends that are doctors. I'm not against doctors. They're fighting disease. Good on them, amen. But they're just people. And we've got the healer. And we, you know, why don't you just go to believing God? If you knew who you were, if you really knew what was yours, why in the world would you let somebody cut on you? Why would you take, have you ever watched these commercials on television where you have a headache? And they say, take this pill. And then they start giving the disclaimers. Now, it's liable to make you impotent. Yet your risk of a heart attack goes up. Your stroke, all kinds of things. Runny stools and on and on. And I'm thinking, my God, give me the headache. Let me have the headache. Why in the world would you take some of this medicine? Mercy. That just defies logic. I'd be afraid right now to ask how many of you in here take pills. I'm not mad at you. God's not mad at you. But why don't we go to believe in God and receive our inheritance and walk in health? The only pill you need is the gospel. Amen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you're the winner. You're the head and not the tail. You don't have to let Satan beat you up. If you knew who you were and what you had, you'd live differently. Amen. The only reason we put up with stuff is because, well, I'm only human. I'm just a man. I'm not only human. One third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. Amen. I've been changed. And praise God, I am not going to act like I'm only human. I'm not going to relate to the way everybody else does it. Amen. Some of you think, well, you can't live that way. Well, don't wake me up, because that's the way I'm living. And I haven't done it perfectly. I'm still learning. There's things that don't work perfectly. And it doesn't bother me. I'm amazed that I see as much good things as I do. Amen. I really am. You didn't have to be so quick to agree.
I was amazed too, sir.
But you know what? I don't see everything work, but I'm seeing great things happen. Just think, we have seen, 100 or 200 miraculous healings in the last 3 days right here in this room. And we probably could have seen another 100 or two if we would have been everything that we should have been and if people would have been receiving. I'm not saying that we're where we're supposed to be, but praise God, we're seeing some miraculous things happen. I've seen my son raised from the dead. I've seen two other people raised from the dead. I've seen others die that shouldn't have died. I'm not doing it perfectly, but praise God, I used to never see anybody raised from the dead. Now we see people raised from the dead. I know 38 people who have either been raised from the dead or who have raised other people from the dead. And in all of the Bible, there's only 9. Man, I know nearly 4 times as many people raised from the dead as recorded in 4,000 years of history, biblical history. We're living in an amazing day. We're seeing some great things happen. That's awesome. And brothers and sisters, this is just for Joe Blow Christian. Every one of us should be walking in the supernatural power of God. Amen. You know, even if you struggle to receive what I'm saying, hopefully this will build a fire under you and motivate you to search it out and see, is this possible? Can we live a victorious life? Can we really walk in the supernatural power of God? Am I really to a place to where sin's not an issue? God's not mad at me. He's not upset with how sorry I am. Man, you need to find this out. If nothing else, I hope I provoked you to go search it out. You know what? Before you can change, you got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. As long as you can stand to be the way you are, you will. You got to get to a place where, you know what? I'm not going to be just human. I'm not going to be natural. Man, the works that Jesus did, I'm going to do. And even greater works than these will I do because He's gone to the Father, John 14:12. You know, I was preaching on that one year in Corpus Christi. And the pastor, God just zinged that thing right into his heart. And he got up on Sunday morning and he says, since Wednesday night, I've been thinking of John 14:12. And meditating on this. And the scripture says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, will he do also, and greater works than these. He says, we believe on the Lord. We ought to be seeing these works. And he says, I'm professing that we are going to see the dead raised, the blind eyes open. And he stood and proclaimed that. And as he was preaching, a man stood up and started towards the back and fell over, had a heart attack and died. And a nurse there came and took his pulse and he was dead. And they called 911 and the fire station was right across the street from the church. It took them 20 minutes to get there. And while they were waiting, the whole church was just standing there and he, you know, was wondering what to do. And all of a sudden he thought, I'm preaching on John 14:12, the works that Jesus did. And he says, let's pray for this man. And they prayed for him. And when the emergency crew got there, this guy was up walking around. He was raised from the dead. And they took him to the hospital. And the man had to get a taxi to come back to church and get his car. And he got mad at the pastor and made the pastor pay for the taxi. But you know what? It's about that simple. If you start believing for it and start getting up and saying, praise God, I will do what God told me to do. You start stretching yourself, something's going to happen. Amen. Some of you are afraid. You know, most people hate where they are. They don't want to stay where they are. They know there's something more. But when you start challenging them like this, they're afraid. What if I do this? Well, you know what? You run the risk of failing. But if you don't do anything, you're failing. It's like, I can't get out of the boat and walk on the water. And yet the Bible says in Matthew 14 that the boat was full. It was going down. And yet people wanted to stay in the boat. What's the advantage to stay in the boat? What's the advantage to drowning in the boat versus drowning on the lake? The boat was full. The world's sinking. People are miserable. People are spending huge amount of money on stuff to keep them perked up. And they're doing all of these things. People aren't happy. And yet everybody wants a difference, but they're afraid to do something different. If you don't get out of the boat, you won't walk on water. If you don't begin to start believing something different, you're going to get the same thing that you've got. I'm telling you, Jesus has provided something awesome, and we are living so far below our standards. I hope I just built a fire under you. I hope I've motivated you that, man, praise God, do something lest you do nothing. Man, I don't want to die with the power of God locked on the inside of me. I want to get out. I'd like to walk in the fullness of God. And I hadn't arrived, but I've left. And I'm seeing the power of God operate. I want to encourage you to join me and begin to start seeing the supernatural power of God. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody in here want to come with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we love you and we just thank you, Jesus, for providing so great a salvation. Thank you, Father, that what we have is greater than what Abraham had and than what Moses had and what any of these people had. He that's least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist, who was the greatest of all Old Testament saints. Father, thank you that you have provided us with all of this. And I'm praying that tonight, through the words and through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would open up people's hearts and let us see what we have. Father, that you would just give a glimpse, a vision of your power and of your glory that is already on the inside of us. And it would make us so dissatisfied with being normal that we would want to be different, that we would want to start walking in your glory. Father, I pray that you make people hungry and thirsty tonight to go and get all of the things that are rightfully ours. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you that you've already provided everything. Thank you for the miracles that we've seen here this week. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit, John 14:26, will bring back to their remembrance what you have spoken unto them through me this week and lead them into all truth. I pray that this word will be like fire shut up in their bones and they can't forbear. They can't stay the same. Father, I pray that your word just transform all of us, that we get set free through the truth. Thank you, Father. We agree and we receive it. And I thank you that the seed sown this weekend is going to make a difference in people's lives. It will never be the same. And Father, this will be a mark in our life, a milestone that we look back to and see that things begin to change. And Father, your power begin to flow in our life in a brand new way. We begin to see your glory manifest through us. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we believe that's happening. We thank you for it. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, let me ask that if you aren't born again, you got to be born again. Everything I'm saying about who you are and what you have is dependent upon you.
The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Remember, today is the last day we'll be offering this product, so don't delay. Call or write today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net.
I'd like to thank all of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, we are sharing things that are changing people's lives. We are having a huge response. We have over 35,000 contacts per month, and that's not including our website, which averages over 15,000 contacts per day. We're reaching a lot of people. People's lives are being changed, and I couldn't do that if it wasn't for those of you who are partners with us. So I want to thank you. And I just want to mention to the rest of you, if you are being blessed, if you recognize the potential blessing that this could be to other people, would you help us to reach out with the gospel? We need to increase our outreach. We've got opportunities, more opportunities, and we've got finances. So pray about it and then become a partner with us today.